Corteva Agriscience has a new product called Wider Match Herbicide. And folks seem to be making a big deal out of the name. But what's an even bigger deal is what's actually in the name. The capital AR in the middle of Wider Match stands for Arlex Active, the newest active ingredient delivering improved control against the toughest broadleaf weeds in wheat. So while you may look twice at the name, once you see the results, you'll never look back. Talk with your retailer today to learn more.
Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. Friday, heading into the holiday weekend. And this morning there was a touch of frost here and there. And so let's talk about some of these crops that you replant or plant late. Or it's sunflowers, of course. The Sunflower Product Manager for New Seed, Allison Pukchavinsky, joins us now. Hello, Allison.
Hello, Mick. Thanks for having me on today.
You betcha. Are you ready for the holiday weekend?
I am. It's, sunflowers planting is going strong, and but I'm ready to maybe take a day off, hopefully.
Yes, or two, or maybe three. Well, two anyway. So, all right. Well,
we'll see. This time of year, it's always kind of a last-minute things.
Yeah. All right. Planting sunflower. Now, guys are still assessing what happened out there this morning with some of the frost issues, so let's not, say with any certainty replant issues, but you mentioned sunflower planting full speed ahead. A lot of guys are wrapping her up, or some in parts of the area don't plant their sunflowers till the 1st of June, so... Let's talk a little bit about what varieties are available and what's a good idea as far as agronomic principles getting the sunflower seed in the ground.
Yeah, so in northern Minnesota and northern North Dakota, I mean we do have until June 10th to plant sunflowers. So there is a wide range of planting dates that you'll often see with sunflowers. Some which get planted early May. So if some flowers got put in then and have already emerged out of the ground because our soils are warmer now, I know that there are some flowers in the area that have come out of the ground. Depending upon how cold things got, they could be damaged. They are a broadleaf and that growing point is above the ground. So if that does get killed off, that plant won't come back. But when the sunflowers are young, they do have some tolerance to it. They can handle 30 degrees, high 20s in some situations. Just kind of depends on how the weather winds up playing out. So you're right. I mean, people are assessing things right now, but that is one of the benefits on sunflowers, that they can handle a little bit of a frost when you're in that, or a little bit of a freeze when you're in that early season growth stage.
And I would assume that's why a lot of the Canadian growers plant their sunflowers first. There is frost tolerance there.
Exactly. I mean, if they can, across the border, if they can get in the end of April to plant their sunflowers, they're doing it. And, even this year, it seems like people all across the state and even down into South Dakota, and even down in the Colorado, they're getting their flowers in a little bit earlier than normal. Part of it is moisture, wanting to take advantage of any moisture that they have in the soil. And then you have the opposite group, right, where maybe it's too dry and they're hoping to maybe catch a rain before they plant their sunflowers.
Yeah. Have you seen anything like this? So, I mean, we thought 2020 was strange and unusual, and it certainly it was, but then we had this open winter and then what we thought was going to be an early spring, but we were suffering from drought and then we got rain and then it was like 80 some degrees early in the week. And then we had frost this morning and now it's going to be 80s again. This is a crazy year, and sunflowers are in high demand by all the processors. They can't get enough.
That's right. Confections, con oils, the bird food market, the crush. I mean, they're all still looking for new crop acres. So I would encourage anybody, if You know, if you're trying to make a last minute decision on maybe a couple quarters, you know, really good pricing opportunities, or if you need to do any replants or acre changes, you know, if there's some wheat that's not working out, you know, sunflower pricing is really, really good right now. It's really competitive, and there's sunflower seed available out there as well, and the price is good.
That was my next.
And you can plant until June 10th, and still get a really good crop.
That's almost 2 weeks from now, so still a lot of the window's still wide open. And that was my next question: was seed availability? How are we doing there?
Yeah, you know, there's always some hybrids that there's always you know, shortage of, but you know, we do still have some Clearfields and Express available, along with some Con oils. So there's product out there. It's just you know, a matter of where it is and is it at the right place at the right time, because you know, as we're heading into the last couple weeks of planting, and maybe somebody makes a last minute decision, you know, they you know, once they make that decision, then they maybe want to plant same day or the next day. So then it, you know, sometimes just comes down to logistics, right? Who's available to hop in the pickup and hook up to a trailer.
Yeah, you love on-farm visits, but sometimes getting to the other side of the state in a half hour, just not doable.
Huh? No, but we try our best.
Yeah. All right, Allison Puckshevinsky, Sunflower Product Manager for New Seed. This has been, as we mentioned, a strange spring. A little bit of rain has now caused a flush of weeds. Let's talk about weed management in sunflowers this year. What your perspective on that?
Yeah, so there's going to be some challenges, as there is every year. I mean, you talked about, you know, at the beginning of this or a couple minutes ago, on have I ever seen a year like this? And you know, when we look at comparing something against the average, you know, that's exactly what it is. It's just it's comparing the averages, and there's always highs and lows, and it seems like nothing is ever quite normal. But you know, we compile all that information and just try to make our best use of it. And you know, part of that is having a good pre-program. And I know that there were some people a little hesitant to put pre's down, because if you're dry, your pre's need water in order to work. And, you know, if somebody wound up in that situation, you know, they're probably going to see some weed flushes out there. If some growers, did put some pre down, you know, there's a lot of really good products out there that are available in sunflowers, that work well. You know, that will hopefully help to hold those weeds. And then if there is some flush of weeds, depending upon what the weeds are, you know, there is both Express tolerance, and you can put in the grass herbicide with that. And then you also have the Clearfield system as well. And there's even some Clearfield Plus sunflower hybrids out there. And with that, you can put in MSO in with the tank. And the benefit of that is that you can get a better burn and kill on your weeds that have already come up out of your ground.
Sounds like a good management strategy. Sunflowers do tend to be grown in some of the more drier climates, like the Western Dakotas, the High Plains. This year, is it still kind of kochia is the number one issue, or are there some water hemp or other issues, pigweeds creeping into sunflower territory?
There is, unfortunately, and you know, a lot of growers are looking at incorporating Group 14 and Group 15 herbicides, so a combination to help you know, curb both your kochia and then maybe some of your other weed issues such as water hemp. So, mm-hmm. You know, there are products out there. They cost a little more, but I think in the long run that is going to be the best option.
What's
and then even as you get into the High Plains, you know, some people might put some product down in the fall as well.
What's the old saying? Oh, the only good weed is a dead weed. So at whatever cost, let's make those weeds disappear. So already.
Oh, that's right. None of us like to see that.
For sure. Allison Buck-Javinsky, Sunflower Product Manager, New Seed. All right, well, for guys who are maybe thinking about sunflowers here at the last minute because of the price or because this is it's that time of the year, how do they get more info from New Seed?
Yeah, so newseed.com, has a list of all of us New Seed representatives and also where you can find our distributors as well.
Gotcha. Thank you, Allison. Have a great weekend. I hope you just get refreshed and have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you again one day soon.